Claire, you're running in the Omaha Half Marathon on behalf of Support Together. How did it come about that you would decide to do it?
Well, I decided to do it because at the new year, I came up with a resolution that I wanted to run a 5K. It was always something that I wanted to do. And then I happened to mention it to the rest of the Support Together ladies, and the idea was definitely heard, and they literally ran with it in this case. And so now it has happened that we have 61 adults and 14 children at the last count now running in the OMA 5K and half marathon on behalf of Support Together.
And how did you get involved with the charity?
I first got involved with the charity when they were delivering the Understand It's Normal program through Clogher Valley Sure Start. And I signed up then to do it, and after it was finished, I remained connected with the charity and began going to their monthly meetings in OMA. They also have meetings in Lisnaskee and a drop-in clinic in Ballygally now. And they also deliver workshops, so I kept going to the workshops as well and talking to them over the phone and via Facebook, and just really, kept up that connection afterwards.
And what type of work do they do, and what have they done for you personally?
The charity, they deliver support to anybody that's a mother living with postnatal depression, but that also includes fathers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, anybody that's dealing with the fallout of postnatal depression. So they will deliver support either face to face at the meetings, or they will meet up with you. They also will contact you via the telephone over Facebook. For me personally, they have provided me with counselling, which has been of great help to me. They have enabled me to speak up, to speak to my GP, to speak to my health visitor, to ensure that those close to me know what's going on. They have helped me to build a real support network. They're always on the end of the phone if you need them. They're always contactable. They have aided my recovery so much. Una and Brenda are fantastic at what they do. That's the two ladies who co-founded the charity. If you have an issue, you contact them. They will get back to you as soon as possible. They will talk you through how you're feeling. They will signpost you. If they think you need to see your GP, to speak to your health visitor, to reach out to your support network, they give you the words to help describe how you're feeling, because postnatal depression, it takes away your ability to communicate how you're feeling. You lose the words to describe what is happening in your own head. It makes you become very isolated. You cut yourself off. You come away from family and friends. You don't want to admit what's wrong. So the ladies there, they're brilliant at helping you verbalize what is actually going on and bringing it all back to you. They'll bring it back to you and say, how are you feeling? So really, the Support Together ladies have given me back my voice to allow me to seek help, to help me recover. They have given me the tools that have aided my recovery, really.
And by doing the marathon, do you think that it will raise awareness of postnatal depression and how it affects so many women?
I really think that by doing the half marathon, it really will raise awareness of postnatal depression. This is what we are out for on the 1st of April, is to raise awareness. We are out. We are going to be in the Support Together colours of bright pink and green, so you won't miss us. There's almost 100 of us doing it. Anybody that sees us can feel free to come over to us, ask us questions. We will signpost them to our Facebook page where they can contact us. It really will. That is what we are out for, is to educate people, to raise awareness of it, that it is so common that 1 in 10 women suffer from either antenatal depression or postnatal depression. And actually, the real figures are probably much higher, although because people are afraid to speak out. So that's what we are out for. We are out to turn the joke around on postnatal depression on the 1st of April, to let people know that in this case, the only fool on April 1st is postnatal depression, not the ladies anymore.
Yes, so do you think that as a mother yourself who suffered with it, do you think more need to speak out and deal with this depression more openly?
Absolutely. As somebody who has suffered from it, definitely people do need to speak out more, but there also needs to be an education in the general public of the signs and symptoms. There needs to be more support readily available for people to speak out, because there is still such a stigma. People are ashamed to speak out. They think, you know, that people will think they're a bad mother. You know, the lack of education is the biggest barrier to people speaking out. You know, if health visitors were properly trained in it, you know, even midwives don't have proper training in it. You know, if the education was given to the health professionals and the general public, I think it would become much, much easier for people to speak out. Like, I myself, after the birth of my first child, it took me almost 2 years to speak out. Now, I suffered for 2 years in silence because I was ashamed. I was afraid to speak out. Mm-hmm. I thought I would be judged. And you know this, the response I have gotten since I have spoken out about my postnatal depression has been amazing. The amount of people who have been suffering, you know, behind closed doors, going through it all themselves, is unbelievable. And all it takes is for one or two people to start speaking out, to start standing up to it like we are doing, by doing this marathon and bringing it into the public domain. If that happens, I think that will really, that will give women and men who are living with it, that will really give them back their voice to speak out about it.
So bottling all that up for years, how did that affect you?
It was awful. It affected every area of my life. You know, that was my firstborn child, and I think the media feeds a very false perception of what happens after a birth, and there should be this immediate bond and this immediate love. And in some cases that does happen, and that's brilliant. But when that doesn't happen, maybe in the case of postnatal depression or a traumatic delivery, that's very, very distressing for the mother. And I knew from very early on that there was something wrong, but I wasn't sure what it was. I didn't know that it was postnatal depression. You know, mine wasn't the typical, you know, sitting and crying for hours. My postnatal depression manifested itself through an awful lot of anxiety, mm-hmm. irritability, mood swings. You know, it was tiredness. I didn't want to eat. It just really affected every area of my life. It affected my relationship with my husband, with my family and friends. I completely isolated myself, because that is the nature of the disease. It takes away your voice. You know, it wants to keep you behind closed doors. That is what postnatal depression wants you to do. And once you start cutting yourself off, it's very, very hard to then get the courage to speak out about it. And it was truly the worst 2 years of my life. And I worried so much that I had damaged the bond with my child. I thought, I'm never going to have that bond with my child. And since I have been through my recovery with Support Together, you know, that love and that bond, it was always there, but it was buried under postnatal depression. I couldn't find it. I couldn't feel it. And since stripping away the illness, you know, that love, thank God, is there and is so strong. But that is thanks to Support Together that has enabled me to go through my recovery and to see that I was a good mother, and that it was the illness that made me think that I wasn't.
Yeah, so you would definitely recommend Support Together for other mothers out there too?
I would recommend Support Together, you know, all the time to other mothers. Anybody who thinks they are suffering, even any fathers out there who hear this that think, you know, something's just not right. They don't just deal with the mothers. They will deal with mummies, daddies, aunts, grandparents, uncles, anybody who thinks that there is a lady in their life who has had a baby and who is suffering. They will deal with them. They will give them support. They will point them in the right direction, because postnatal depression is a scary, scary disease, and it's very easy to get lost behind it and get lost behind the stigma of it. So definitely I would 100% recommend Support Together, because honestly, without them, I don't know where I would be today.
So just to finish up, Claire, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like people to come out on April 1st and support us. You know, if you see us, give us a shout, give us a wave, come over and talk to us. You know, we're not scary. We might be a big bunch, but we're definitely not scary. We don't bite. You know, we will be delighted to have people coming over and talk to us. Also, look out for the Struil Arts Centre and Enniskillen Castle if you're in that area, because on April 1st they will both be lit up pink in support of Support Together. So definitely keep us in your minds on the 1st of April, and remember that this year the only April Fool's joke is on postnatal depression.